Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. Not that most men need help to piss off their wife, but in case you do, just forget her birthday, Valentine's Day, or forget your anniversary. Case in point, a woman threatened to divorce her husband after he forgot their anniversary for the third year in a row. And in an effort to ensure their divorce, he told her that she was overreacting and should relax. Yeah, have fun with that, buddy. Now, a different man, he drove 12 and a half miles away from a highway rest stop before realizing that he'd left his wife behind. And yet another guy, he forgot to walk his daughter down the aisle at her own wedding. Now, understand, he walked down the aisle. He just forgot to escort his daughter. He had to run to the back of the church like, oh, crap, right, sorry, baby, come on. Now, look, people forget things. We all do. Sometimes it's a date or a minor detail. Sometimes you forget, I don't know, to lower the bed of the dump truck and slam into an overpass like a guy in Florida. Or you forget that you should take your seizure medication. But luckily, a dog that's not yours alerts you to the fact that you're about to have a seizure. That happened to a guy in Virginia. Or maybe you're Nick Cannon, father of 12, and when he was asked recently to name all of his kids, yeah, he couldn't. He got to 10, and then he's like, I can't remember the last two names, man. Not a good look. But like I said, we all forget things, and that's what our question is all about today. Brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. We want to know, what's the most embarrassing or important thing you've forgotten?
There you go.
Paper on the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Home Patrol's away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,343. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Once again, we will be joined by the lovely Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. Time to sit and spin. Today, some of the worst covers in rock history.
Why are we doing that? Why are we going to worst covers?
You know what? I don't know if you will remember a lot of these.
Really? Well, if they're that bad, hopefully you don't, right?
I don't think a lot of these stuck. We're not talking about, like, Disturbed Sound of Silence.
That was a little different. They hit, what, number one on the rock chart for that?
Yeah, they sold a ton of copies of that. What else do we got? Blue on Black.
Right.
The Story of Juan Black.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That Time in
Kenny
Mexico.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Who covered that? Avenged Sevenfold.
Was
Five Finger Death Punch. Those aren't on there.
All Along the Watchtower. One of the better ones.
Yep. To me, though, that is the original.
Even Bob Dylan said, look, dude, that's a Jimi Hendrix song now. Like, yeah, did me.
Yeah.
I would actually say the same thing with Johnny Cash taking Hurt for Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
Like, that's Nine Inch Nails. Don't even bother to play it, man. If it ain't the Johnny Cash version, you're not doing it right.
Agreed.
Boy, I brought that album home, and it's all covers. And you've heard every song. I'm telling you, to hear that man sing them, I'm just like, this is pretty damn good. My wife's like, you've heard all these. And it's the same lyrics. I'm like, I know, but you're hearing it from a guy who's, you know, about to clock out of this mortal coil, man. And he reflects differently with the same words.
It's a great album. Rusty Cage rocks. But when Johnny Cash does it, it's just a different interpretation.
Yes, it is.
And that's what I like. I like when a band.
And he didn't want to do the album.
When he takes a song, when somebody takes a song, it doesn't have to be note for note. I don't want it to sound exactly like the original.
Well, then there's no point in doing it.
That's what I'm saying. I want it to be, you know, what you would sound like doing this song.
Well, we say that. And then we're about to do what we're doing today, where most of these people, I believe, interpreted it the way they want to. And you go, okay, maybe next time you play it note for note. Maybe you stick a little closer to the original because you're terrible.
Yeah, like Knocking on Heaven's Door, Guns N' Roses.
I hate that song.
Yeah, it's just one of those songs where, like, it's not bad.
But why? No, you know what the worst one they did as far as covers go? No offense to Guns N' Roses.
Live and Let Die.
God almighty. That is such a bad, bad cover, man.
Yeah. But it used to be a rock band would do a cover song on just about every album. I mean, if you look at the Van Halen category.
That's all they did.
Pretty much. I mean, there's like two or three on each album.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Fair Warning, not as much, or Women and Children First, but almost every other album. I guess 1984.
That might be their first album where they did not put out any covers, and it was their biggest album.
But these are the 10 worst classic rock covers of all times, coming up at 4:30. And today on the question, we're going to talk about things that you have forgotten. They could have been really important, but either way, I mean, embarrassing, important, you forgot.
Yeah.
And when you forget, that's not good, because depending on the situation.
Someone is mad or puts you in a very uncomfortable bind.
Correct.
You know?
And we start with Nick Cannon. And during a recent appearance on the Really Good podcast, he was asked to name all 12 of his children.
Ugh. Look, I don't care who you are. I don't care how many kids you have. Just from a parent's point of view, I just feel like you should at least remember the names of your children. And it's not like, you know, like when I was growing up, my mother called me by my brother's name. She called my brother by my name. I get that, but at least she got the names right. She never said Jeff and Gregory. It's like, no, you still got Tracy or Stephen and Adrian, right?
He whiffed. He could not get this done. He had no idea. To be fair, he admitted right off the bat that he usually gets in trouble on this question.
Yes!
So he said, man, yeah, but man, it's your kid. There's the 12 days.
It's your kids.
But I'm big dummy who ask 12 days of Christmas questions.
Yeah.
And people feel like idiots for not being able to get it.
And it's an irrelevant song. This is not your child. You're not put it.
But
the writer of the 12 days of Christmas would not be offended or hurt or reconsider their relationship with you because you can't remember them all. Your kid. It doesn't matter if you have 100 kids. Your kid's like, Dad, you also should know my name.
And
the names are stupid.
You helped come up with a name of a human being on this planet, which, to be honest with you, is probably the most homework and thought in my adult life. That I've done.
My wife would get mad at me, and I wasn't trying to be difficult. I just said, look, man, I'm a guy, all right? So no matter what name she came up with, and like any couple, unless you have one you're guaranteed to pick, you run through like 20, right? Mm-hmm. And you try to pick. So she would say a name, I would instantly come up with a negative rhyme. And she's like, why do you do that? I said, because that's what they're going to live with.
Yeah.
I'm not being mean, so a couple of names, she would get really frustrated and just say, like, I'm not even going to suggest that name anymore. And I'm like, I like the name, babe. I'm just saying, man, when they get to junior high in particular, if your name rhymes with anything, this is what the kids are going to say.
Now, with parents, okay? Now,
hey, the only thing I could say in his defense.
With Nick Cannon.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds, hate that podcast. Hate that girl. But I only know a couple people with that many kids. The other was the football player, and he couldn't remember. Maybe it's tougher than we think.
Okay, but here's the difference.
That's a lot of kids.
Like, Cromartie? Is it Cromartie?
Antonio.
Had all the kids, right? Yeah,
the guy played for
the Jets. Okay, now keep in mind, I cut him a little more slack. One, I think he actually had more kids. But two, he was trying not to have kids. He got a vasectomy. He made it a point, like, I'm not trying to have more kids. And then it's like, baby, guess what? I'm pregnant. We're having more kids. So not that it's good, but I go, okay, you weren't even trying to have these kids, man. So I'm sure when she said, what do you want to name them? He's like, whatever's left. But with Nick, he makes it a point to point, I love having lots of kids. No, I support him on that. Good. You got the money to do it. Knock yourself out. Remember the goddamn name.
Did you have parents that would call you the wrong name?
They call me by my brother's name. She still does.
Okay. So my mom would call me by the wrong name all the time.
My mom and dad, like my mom will still screw it up. That's fine. But now I've gotten to the point where my brother sometimes will reference me as his son just because he's an adult now, too.
You're his son.
Like, just because my nephew, CJ, and like sometimes it'll just be me and Chris, and he'll be like, you know what I mean, Siege? And I'm like, I don't. It's Ted.
It's your brother.
But that never happened until CJ, now that he's in his 20s. Somehow, when he got to it.
But it's bizarre. My mom would
like, I do it to my brother, too.
What do you call your brother?
I think I've called him CJ before.
You call your own brother, but you've known him your entire life.
I know. I don't know how to explain it.
What is it about CJ? It's like, I can substitute for anyone in my family. If you're a dude, call him CJ.
Oh, God. I don't know. I just know that I have confused it now that my niece and nephew are adults. It does the same thing. Like, I think I've called my niece my sister's name before.
Jesus.
Same thing. Well, just like, because they're both, you're just like, what? You know what I meant.
You know, that might be the best thing about having a boy and a girl, is that you're not going to really screw up the name.
No, it doesn't matter. My mom used to call me Natalie. I mean, she would go, Nick, Nat, Sunshine, Miles. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Sunshine.
You got everybody but Dan.
Everything that lives in the house.
Right, anything that's walking. You're going to give me this name. Now, you guys.
I will say, as a kid, I was like, come on. As an adult, it's like, I don't know. I get it. People got a lot of stuff in their head.
Well, my mother doesn't care anymore. So even when I call her, she knows that it's me because it says it on her phone. She'll still answer the phone and say, hey, Adrian, Steve, whichever one you are. That is literally her response. She doesn't care. It's just that one of her sons is calling, and I go, good enough.
See, I don't make this mistake with my kids. I was called the wrong name so many times. It's one of those things.
Relax, you
know,
Natalie.
Right. You know when you grow up with something that just pisses you off to the point where you're like, I'm never doing that?
Yes.
I will forget everything else. I am not going to forget that. You know, like, I am no brain surgeon. Like, and I've told this story before, and you guys were present for it, but when we are moving out here, we all moved out first. We stay in this. We still see the apartment.
You can see it right there.
See it right there.
There's three buildings in front of it.
This is bad.
Yeah, it was real bad. Okay, so I'm going out with this girl, and I talk her into moving out here. Now, she lived her entire life in Baltimore. She did not want to leave her family. She did not want to move out here. But she agreed to because, you know what, we got a job. And she's like, you know what, let's give it a shot. Let's find out what Seattle's all about. So her cousin agrees to drive out here with her.
The non-lesbian?
3,000 miles. Yes.
I was just checking.
Drives a Subaru. 3,000 miles across the country with two dogs in the car.
Man,
all right.
That sucked.
The car breaks down at least two or three times. Outside of Chicago, and then another time, and I don't know where in the hell they were, Wyoming or something. So it's not an easy, it's not an easy venture at all, man. It's been a task, and her cousin is going to fly back one way and go back home. Cousin is her best friend. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been best friends since they were kids. She doesn't want to leave her either. Blah, 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 blah. It's like the first night we're all together.
It was.
And we go to the Quarter over here on Madison, and the owner of the bar comes over, and I was like, hey, I just want you to meet my girlfriend, Beth. That was my ex-wife's name.
Yeah.
That was not my girlfriend's name. The woman who just drove 3,000 miles across country, I called her the wrong name.
Mm-hmm. On her first night out.
At a bar. And then this person who doesn't normally get wound up too much, or tuned up, goes to the bar and starts ordering Yukon Jack.
Oh.
That's how much I screwed up that night. And I mean, it took weeks. Months for this not to be hanging. This cloud walked over my head.
It was still over
for
you.
Months.
She just didn't bring it up anymore.
Months, right.
But and I will say this.
Oh, my God.
As someone who had nothing to do with it but seated at the table, it was awesome.
It was awful.
Right, and I had
it
sat down.
No, it wasn't.
So I
yes,
missed
it. Was.
It
was awful.
Oh, it was a fun night.
It was.
Because, right,
tremendous.
I didn't hear what you said. There's like a whole group of us, right?
Jesus.
I just see the woman you're talking Jesus. About get up. And again, she just wasn't like that kind of drinker. And she's like, let's go to the bar. I was like, all right. And she's like, let's do some shots. Like, all right. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you want to shoot some pool? All right. Like, I was like, because
you want to do some cocaine?
I have all no right. idea she's pissed. I'm just like, got a little fire in her tonight.
That's right.
Like, all right, I'm game.
She did have some fire in her.
Right.
God.
And then I think I came back to the table and I was made aware of what happened. And then I didn't want to go finish the game of pool.
Yeah, but you know what, man? It was like, I tried to justify it. Like,
you don't want to go back.
Well, no, because eventually it's going to, you know me, now that I know, I don't, like, now I'm on edge because I don't want to say the wrong thing.
So, okay, first, there's a couple
she
things.
She didn't move out here for you, Ted.
There's a couple
I will say, though, I had never really dated a girl till after this incident, and I have always been deathly afraid to screw up the name.
So, you know, yeah. Listen, I was with my first wife for 10 years.
All right.
And I probably wasn't out of that relationship for more than two or three at this point. And this is the...
How long do you need?
Dude,
I mean, man,
apparently,
how long
apparently
do you need? You just
longer,
said you were out of for two or three
apparently
years.
Apparently longer... Than that.
God damn,
and man. I'm man. And you know what, too?
And as though their names are super close.
God, and to make it even worse, here's the thing. They look alike at this point, okay? So
we should tell Mike that story.
Oh, my God. So, they honest to God, it looks like I just took my ex-wife and cloned her with a newer version.
Oh,
right?
God, okay.
It's that bad.
But with a different name.
It's that bad. So, I can't remember.
This is years ago in Baltimore. And my mom lived in the same kind of general area as his first ex-wife.
Okay.
So I know his girlfriend. I have never met the ex-wife. We go in. He's picking up his kids first. His kid, and he just get in the car, and he goes, not an effing word.
Oh.
Oh. What? What would I say?
Well, she walked outside.
So you have a tie.
And I said, don't say a freaking thing, man. I know what's going through your head right now, which is, oh, my God, is that messed up.
And you're right.
Do you know why? Because it's messed up.
You got to type.
Back to Nick Cannon.
Miles of Sight.
Yeah.
I mean, when you say you have a type, like, no real specific type.
Right, like, there was actually a boobs. It's like a general type.
There was a woman who walked out of this building. I think it was last week.
We all know who our wheelhouse is.
But this woman was pretty much a spitting image of the previous two wives, right?
And I stopped dead cold.
And I just looked at him. And it's like, we didn't have to say anything. It's like... Take a gander at that. That I know that you're super attracted to her because she looks just like.
Exactly. Soak it in, buddy.
Exactly. I'll just stop for a second. I stopped today. Oh, God, this was really, really awkward. I was coming up out of the garage, and there's a woman getting into the elevator. So I look over, and she looked up at me. And I stopped walking. I was just like, I think my mouth kind of opened up a little bit. I was like, oh hello. Hello, good morning. She looked at me like, you all right, man? I was like, yeah, I'm okay. Back to Nick Cannon.
Yeah, that idiot.
That the one.
That dumbass. Right. Can't get his name straight.
Hey, you're better off screwing up your kid names than the girlfriend.
No kidding,
that
man.
That would not have been nearly as harsh.
No, because your kids just say, I'm the other one. You're like, cool, right? And it's glossed over. Doesn't work that way with wives, no. Girlfriends.
I wasn't mad at my mom for, you know, calling me my sister's name.
You got used to it.
I was just like, I know.
I promise you this.
Take you forever to get there. But
your wife will never get used to you calling her by an ex-girlfriend's name.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
No.
Sorry, no. Maria. Oh, damn it. Sorry, baby. Sorry.
I couldn't let that go. I couldn't let that go either. I mean, if she's like, Andrew, what's for dinner tonight? I'd be like, wait a minute. This is ammunition I'm going to carry on me forever.
It was Andrew pepperoni nipples.
No, that was Josh.
Ah, okay.
I think, yeah. But they weren't like pepperoni. They were more salami, I think.
That's how I know the guy.
I don't know that I've had a girlfriend call me the wrong name. I've definitely had a girlfriend confuse me. Like, for her ex or something. And I was just like,
How?
Just like, she was like telling a story and like, oh, yeah, he did this and that. And I was like, oh.
No.
I was like, you know me. I was like, honey, that wasn't me. Like, I didn't. That must have been your last boyfriend. I have never done that or participated.
What's worse, that calling you by the wrong name or inserting you in a story
that you're a part of?
I was fine with it. I was like, all right, she has the type.
I mean, as long as it wasn't like Disneyland or something. Like,
no.
It wasn't huge.
Yeah. Like, of like the three girls I've seriously dated, two of them definitely, I don't know. I can't tell you what their types are. But like the one girl definitely, like, when I saw pictures of her ex, I was like, that doesn't look that different than me.
Yeah. So
like, you screw up the story, fine.
You know all the guys that my wife's into. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've had girlfriends before where they have gone out with people, and I always ask you, well, what's her new husband like? And he's like,
yeah.
So I'm just like, you know, you're always shocked to see people that, you know, someone you've been with either before or after has dated. Because half the time it's not like my first two wives that look exactly the same. You know, that is the oddity there. I mean, when you see those people,
it's odd to us.
Who they've gone out with, you're like, huh, how the hell did I get thrown into that equation?
Well, yeah. Then you ask yourself, am I the one that made sense or do I make the least sense?
Correct. Right?
And then where am I in the good looking pecking order?
Am I the curveball in this?
Am I the rebound? That's what you're asking
yourself.
Correct,
yes.
I like to think of myself as like the, let's try something new.
Uh-huh. Like the special on the menu.
Correct.
Yeah.
I've been to the restaurant.
It's not going to be around the menu for
darker
long.
Darker pigments, right? It's like, let's try one of these white guys.
Okay. So the ones that Nick Cannon failed to name, his two youngest, Beautiful Zeppelin.
Her first name is Beautiful?
Beautiful Zeppelin.
Is that implying that she's fat?
I don't know.
I just feel like if I have a Zeppelin or Blimp and or her, something like that.
Her mother is Abby De La Rosa. And then there's Halo Marie, who he had with Alyssa Scott. Now, Cannon blamed his need to procreate on a king complex. He said, quote, you know, black men, we always be like, what's up, king? I really think that I'm a king. Either way, it sounds to me
I'm
like...
I'm black. I don't feel that way.
Sounds to me like Nick Cannon probably is not done having children.
No, but he's appropriately named.
Nick Cannon?
Yeah, I'm just saying, man. It is right there.
It's loaded.
What's the most important or embarrassing thing that you have forgotten? 206-803-ROCK.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
A question: what is the most important or embarrassing thing you have forgotten? 206-803-ROCK. We brought you the story a couple weeks ago. They say if you're boarding an international flight, gate agents check to make sure that you got your passport. Well, evidently, they don't do the same for the crew members. As a United Airlines flight that took off to from L.A. to Shanghai had to return to California because the pilot forgot their passport.
How deep in the flight were they before he realized this?
2 hours. So basically it became 4.5 hours by the time the guy turned around. So either way. Now stuck 6+ hours when they got back to to Los Angeles. So our question, what is the most important or embarrassing thing that you've forgotten? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. So what's the most important thing you've forgotten there, Austin?
To talk?
Hey, guys. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I just want to say it's an absolute honor and a pleasure to be a part of this show. I've been a long-time listener, and I'm very fortunate enough and thankful to be a part of the show. You guys have brought a lot of joy and comfort for me when I was on deployment underway and made my day better, you know? You guys make me laugh all the time, so for that, I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, brother. Good, man. That's really nice to hear, man.
Yeah, we never meant to do that.
I know. It's all part of the plan, though. All right. So, back in 2008, I was on a school trip to England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. It was part of the school trip I went on, and my mom lent me this really nice, it was like a Kodak digital camera. It wasn't super high-end, but it was her prized possession, of course. And, you know, it had hundreds of pictures from all the countries and everything I went and saw. And, come to find out, last day of the trip, we're on the train ride to the station at the airport, and guess who forgot it right on his seat after he got off the bus?
Dude.
So, all those pictures, thankfully, other people had pictures, and they were able to print them out and copy them and give them to me and my family. So
okay, well, that's your take. Like, hey, guys, thank you for taking these pictures, but what about your mom? It's like, great, we got the pictures. Where the hell is my camera?
Oh, she was pissed, of course.
Yeah, right.
She's more pissed about the camera. It was probably like a $200-$300 camera, which was a bit more back then. But yeah, I was pissed about the photos, obviously.
Yeah, wow. And one thing I learned, just with kids in general, like, I don't really let them borrow my stuff if it's going to leave the house. Because, like, I remember being a kid. I was just as dumb as they were. Like, you're going to forget stuff. It's just not that important. No matter how many times you reassure your parents, like, I got this. It's 80% true, but the 20%, right, inevitably, you're going to forget something of mine. So my thing is, like, if you want to take a phone, take your phone. Because a lot of can I use your phone?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely not. You have a phone, take that. Because here's the thing. When you tell them, if you lose your phone, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. You don't have to get another one. You don't have the money. So when you say that, they tend to remember these things. Like, they get really good about it. But if they have my phone, well, they know I'll replace my phone if they lose it. So I just feel like they're kind of like, yeah, Dad, I lost your phone. Like, this is not cool. This is not cool. Now you're going to cost me hundreds of dollars. You know I'm not going to put you up for adoption, even though I want to. But God damn it, man. So that's what, I don't let the kids borrow anything.
Well, as a kid, once a week I go down and visit my dad. And, I look forward to it. There's a beach. There's Disney World. There's SeaWorld. There's amusement parks and all that crap in Tampa, too. So, you know, I'm fired up weeks ahead of time. I'm going to go to the beach. This is going to be great. Yeah. He's got a sailboat. This will be fun. Mom takes me to the airport. The only thing that she did not remember to bring for me, and I was like 9 or 10, was my airline ticket.
Oh, Jesus.
So we get to the airport. And at that point in time, you know, you walk in, you walk up, you got a bag, you get on the plane.
Yeah, that's it.
So we're there 20 minutes, a half an hour before the plane's going to take off. So in that time, she could walk me up to the gate.
Yeah.
We get up to the gate. She tries to explain to the woman at the front gate that there's no ticket for me. She left it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Home is an hour and 20 minutes away. Also, I don't have ID.
Yeah, of course. How old are you?
I'm 8, 10 years old.
Yeah.
There's no way you can prove who I am. And she's like, I am so sorry. He's really supposed to be on this plane. And the woman's just like, we'll find you an empty seat.
Really?
So she takes me down. It was
good old days.
It was Eastern Airlines.
Yep.
They sat me near the front of the plane, took care of me. I flew to Florida. No tickets, no ID, no nothing. They just trusted my mom.
And that's a child.
That she is actually my mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which to me, I'm like, looking back, because I was crying. I was like, I'm not going to be able to go. Mom! You know. What is the most important or embarrassing thing you've forgotten? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Roger. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola!
¿Qué pasó? Well, what happened to me is I met my future wife at a bar one night. We hit it off, and I said, I want to take you out tomorrow, so I took her, put her on the back of my motorcycle, and I drove her home. That way I know where she lives, so the next day I can go pick her up.
All right.
The next day comes around, and I go up to the house. I go knocking at the door, and who I thought was her answered the front door. And she walked out, and we start talking. And then my wife walks around the corner, and it's her sister. And I'm looking at her, the girl I'm talking to that I thought was her, and I'm looking at her, and I'm going, okay, this is confusing. Because they're like 3 years apart, but they look similar. Plus, I was drunk the night before.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there going, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here now. And they're just laughing up a storm.
Now, were you disappointed or happy that your now wife was the one who was your now wife?
At the time, I really didn't care, but now I was. But after the wedding, I was appreciated who I married.
Yeah, oh, no, I get okay. I just so, like at so, the time, but either one of you will do. Let's see how.
So
it works.
The sister was not the best option then.
No. But if my wife wouldn't have walked around the corner, I'd have put her sister on the back of my bike, and we'd have gone for a trip.
You know what, man? You remind me of, I have a very cynical way of looking at everything. You remind me of, is it Prince Charming? Who's the guy in Cinderella, right? It's supposed to be this great love story. And just think about this. She goes to the ball, she meets this dude, they fall in love, it's going to be wonderful. He doesn't remember what she looks like. He's you. He had to go around with a shoe.
Think about that.
This is some big romantic thing. And I'm like, wait a minute. So this guy.
Also, she dressed up for this ball. Normally, she's looking like a housekeeper.
I get it, but you should.
But you still should know what the person
is. But he
looks
went
like.
Through the entire town. I mean, he had to go to every single woman in this town going, look, we had a great time last night, man, and I got your shoe. No idea what you look like. Just see if your gnarly ass foot fits in there.
You and had somehow, sex with someone, and you couldn't even remember who they were.
And also, turned into horses. Like, I'm not that upset Prince Charming had to go try the shoe.
But don't, look, that's fine.
There's a lot of weird things in
that is fine, but don't call it romance if it's like, I don't know
but they didn't have sex.
I know.
You had sex with a woman, and you didn't even know who she was.
But I didn't go looking for her.
I know that.
We both knew each other. If the next day I went in front of the entire town and said, one of you women, I had sex with you, I just can't remember your freaking face. I hope it's you over there to the left. Not you. Damn it.
You're going
to
do the Cinderella treatment and see which one fits the slipper.
Yeah, I mean, you fit the slipper rather nicely.
That's a fact.
You're right. I totally like. But this was my love story.
I've never done that.
My story is that I had sex with this chick. We could not remember. We knew each other from somewhere. It took us, 30, 45 minutes. We finally pieced it together. And then it's like, so how you been? That's actually what my response was. But this is not a romantic story. I'm not going to make a cartoon over the fact that I am Prince Charming because I had sex with this broad.
If you ask me to write down the people that I've fornicated with.
Yes.
I'm going to miss
it. Don't make it too hot.
I'm going to miss a few.
Sure.
Without question. But if they were to walk into this room.
Are you sure?
I'd be like, hey. How's it going, Beth?
I say you forget one.
No way.
I say you forget one.
No way.
If we brought all the women you had sex with into one room.
No way.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
No way.
Even some of the in your 20s.
We'll grab. Because we're going to grab a few you didn't have sex with them and put. Which ones did you not have sex with? How about that? Here's 20 women. You had sex with 15 of them. Five of them you did not. All right, but you have to correctly identify just the ones you didn't. Have sex with. Not the ones you did, just the ones you know for a fact.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to be about 99% on this one.
Yeah. I tell you, you're going to miss one.
No. I mean, if it was down to business.
What do you mean down to business?
You haven't had the drunken nights in your 20s. Look, where it's like, I have no idea.
I've done some bad things in an alley with people before. You know
what I mean? Remember that?
Wasn't exactly. Well, I've had sex in an alley, but
I think I remember alley sex more than anything else.
I do. I remember you. I know, Angela. That's what I'm saying. I know exactly why I had sex with an alley. I might not be able to identify her now by her looks exactly, but this was only a few years after you had fornicated with this
kid. Is true.
So now it's, been 30 years. So look, I don't look the same. I'm sure they don't look the same. It's going to be tough.
I mean, she looked about the same.
You're going to look like a version of what I remember.
Yeah. Oh, when I remembered, I was happy. Cool. Good for me. But I knew her from somewhere. It's not that I was completely oblivious to
the
person.
It could be that it's not, but it's somewhere. It's not the 7-Eleven.
I remember that.
Royal Farms. What is the most important or embarrassing thing you've forgotten? 206-803-ROCK.
So, yes, I'm Prince Charming from Cinderella. Point taken. Hello, Gabe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
All right, Gabe, what'd you forget? Your story?
Go for it, buddy.
So basically what happened was we went to Disneyland, right? And, there was this roller coaster. It's a really jerky roller coaster. It moves you side to side a lot. And I have my phone in my pocket and I usually wear pretty loose pockets with my pants or whatever. And my phone fell out in the ride and I didn't notice it. So we walked halfway across the park. Waited 30 minutes and we had to walk all the way back when we realized my phone was missing and we had to search for it. It was stressful.
Yeah. Well, losing your phone, especially in a park.
Did you actually find it?
Yeah, we found it.
Okay. And how does this work?
I'm on the phone right now.
If you lose it at a park.
He's on the phone right now, dude.
Do they slow down the ride? Not slow down. Do they shut it down for 5 minutes or something for you to get it off the track? Or is it come back when we're close?
No, it got stuck in the cab of the roller coaster, so they had to check the roller coaster to find it.
Okay, all right, fair enough. But at least you got it back, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've seen many a lone phone at an amusement park, bro, they ain't getting that one back.
I went down to visit family down in California. We went to Six Flags. We were just spending the day down there. And I remember at the end of the day when I got home, I was looking for my wallet at some point for something, and I realized I didn't have it in my pocket anymore. I just had a pair of mesh shorts. I knew for a fact. I couldn't tell you with 100% accuracy, but I knew 99.9%. I know that it was in the go-karts that we had ridden while we were down there. Because I knew that it had vibrated out of my pocket. It had to have been because I remember I had it at this point, blah, 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 blah. Doesn't matter. I also remembered that we were the very last run of go-karts that went on that day before the park closed
down. Right.
So, I can't call anybody because the place is closed up. We get up. We go out there early as F the next day. We are the first ones in line, and I sprint to those go-karts, and I kid you not, I found it in the seat in there and got it back.
It was still in the seat?
It was still in the seat. They hadn't picked it back up. It was a black wallet, so it melded in with everything else in there.
All
right.
But
I was able to just grab it and find it right back.
That is a good thing.
So when I lost my wallet in Vegas.
Yeah.
So the guy took me, I'm sorry, my phone. When I lost my phone in Vegas, it was a cab. Or it was an Uber.
It was an Uber, I think.
Whatever it was.
I think he was Uber.
He was doing something different the next day.
Yeah.
So he was like driving for a limo company. It was not the same deal. But I was able to get a hold of him. And he's like, look, I'm doing something different today, but I'll be in that area around this time, blah, blah, blah. So I went and got like $100 out or whatever. Because I was just going to give him some cash. And he pulls up. And there are some big dudes in this car. And the windows are all blacked out, which is not unusual. It's Vegas at the time.
Sure, sure.
I get the deal. Window rolls down, man, and there's a guy in there. I mean, he looks like he's there to make sure that, you know, whatever needs to happen is going to happen. And so I take out my money out of my wallet, and I give him like, and I'm like 20, 40. I give him $40. And he looks and he goes, I was like, $60. He's like, okay, $80. Here's $100, and my wallet comes through. Because at first, I just took the whole wallet out of the wallet.
Yeah.
20, 40.
Oh, he knew you had more.
He could see in my hand.
Yeah.
So he's like, no. Come on. Keep it coming. I was like, 60. He's like, keep it coming. I was like, 80. He's like, no, one more. Sons of bitches.
And they leave, and he's snickering to himself like, I got $100.
Well,
like,
I think he actually had to drive a pretty good way to get there. So I didn't mind that much. I got my phone
back. Thrill. If you had just had 40 in your hand,
I know that.
Taken 40.
All right.
You would have been fine.
Yes.
But now that I see the option.
You have $100, so I know, and you want your wallet back. I would like $100. This is easy negotiation.
Yeah.
By the way, somebody popped up on the text line talking about Prince Charming, I guess.
Yeah,
is Prince Charming specifically Cinderella, or is he like everything?
Yes. Yeah, he is.
Or who kissed Snow White, or whoever woke her ass up? Well, no, I thought that was Prince Charming.
Well, they're all princes.
I know.
But there is one specific Prince Charming.
Well, either way.
I'm almost positive Cinderella is Prince Charming.
Okay. Well, look, I've always been convinced the brother had no idea who the hell he was making out with or whatever at the ball, and that's why he had to put the shoes on the feet, because I couldn't remember what she looked like. According to this texter, he's not quite as awful as I thought. It says, guys, the whole reason Prince Charming had to do that was because all the bitches, and that's a quote, in the city were like, no, it was me, it was me. So he had to use the shoe to prove who it really was.
Correct.
So you're saying he knew who it was. He just wanted to prove. So my question then would be, all right, for the sake of time, why don't you start with Cinderella?
Right. It doesn't,
like it's her.
It doesn't change the fact that he still didn't know for sure.
Right. He didn't know
but also,
for certain.
I can't believe we're having this argument. But remember,
it's ridiculous.
She is always the frumpy sister that's never allowed out of the house. She's basically the maid.
I get it.
So then everybody is like,
the town doesn't even know her.
Right. So everybody's just like, no, it had to be her. It had to be her. So he's like, well, I could prove it. Because they weren't going to believe him.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What if he just went to Cinderella first, and I'm telling you, it's this frumpy broad over here. Puts a shoe on her and says, we're done, right? But he went through everything.
Well, to Ted's point, he also didn't know where Cinderella lived. And her stepsisters and stepmom were keeping her away so that they could get in on the prince.
Correct. Okay. Your shoe size is not unique just to you.
It's not, though.
And number two, who wears glass shoes?
It's
a stupid.
The rats turned into horses.
Yeah.
The sisters were carving up their feet to fit in the damn thing.
Prince Charming did not do the rounds around town himself. Another texture.
He paid somebody.
He sent servants around to do it.
Okay, also, if I'm Cinderella, I'm out. You can't bring your ass out here to come and see if I'm the one that fits in the damn shoe?
Wait.
Send them to go find
you're
me.
You're telling me you're frumpy-ass Cinderella. You've been locked in this house.
Yeah.
These bitchy-ass sisters, the horrible mom. You're going to turn down Prince Charming because he didn't show up himself.
Know what you're worth, queen.
Jesus.
You'd have been a little Jiminy Cricket and Cinderella. Hey. Know what you're worth, queen.
Know your worth, girl.
Our question, what is the most important or embarrassing thing that you have forgotten? 206-803-ROCK.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.